there's not a lot of certainty in this life. I mean, we're all looking for it. There's no question about that in my mind. I'm looking for it every day. And it leads to a lot of despair, honestly. But in those dark moments, it's when Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 becomes a go-to place for me, where Paul, the apostle, is certain of one thing. Jesus, crucified but risen from the dead for you, and that even an inkling of faith in you doesn't mean you gotta now try to make it through the rest of time. It means that he's already promised. I've got you. You're mine. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm Pastor Jonathan Fisk. The security of knowing that beginning with the Spirit, you don't need to finish with the flesh. That having been purchased by the blood of Christ, having that word come to you, having it declare you righteous in his name, having it wash you clean of all things, wash you into the life of the world to come. Being handed a morsel of food, which is that life, miraculously now. He who has done all this, he didn't do it just so he could let you fall away. Is it possible to fall away? Yes. Is he going to let you? No. And that is the proper distinction between law and gospel, my friends. It's not a theory. It's a truth. Is it possible to fall away? Yes, that's the law. Is Jesus going to let you fall away? No, that's the gospel. Believe the gospel. Oh, I hope you got a tingle. I did. Oh, it's so good, this gospel of ours. Psalm 71 hits us this morning. Don't got much time to hit it back. But the prayer is one of despair, one of crying out, and one that is about, ultimately, what I was just talking about. Remembrance. Remembrance that in scorn, in disgrace, when accused, when flailing, when falling, when all things, well, seem other than they should be, I will hope continually and praise. My mouth will tell of the justifying act of Jesus the Christ, the deed he did to save. With mighty deeds of the Lord, that's how I come into every day, making the sign of the cross, remembering my baptism into him, reminded of his righteousness, his work, his promise of security. Be sure of it. Not of yourself, of Jesus. Sharper Iron, coming up. Oh, you gotta love it. Get ready to rock.